Let's talk Fremantle. The Dockers flew to Melbourne yesterday. They spent another week up on the Gold Coast. The midfield coach, Josh Carr, is good enough to have a chat with us on Sports Talk ahead of the clash with Essendon tomorrow. Josh, how was the week on the Gold Coast? How different in terms of your preparation?
In some ways, not too different to, I guess, what we had last year. We obviously went away with the Harbours and we got used to it and we understood what we were sort of going into. So that definitely helped. With our preparation and understanding of time in between days, in between training sessions, and for the players to sort of stay occupied.
A lot of discussion about whether Sam Switkowski and Adam Chera will play tomorrow. Can you give us more information on that?
Yeah, look, they dropped through training today. No worries at all. So we'll finalise the team meeting today and go through it. And I'm sure you'll see the teams in the late afternoon.
You spent a lot of time with Adam Chera as a midfield coach. What's his potential as a player in your view?
I think he's just scratching the surface, to be honest. He's had some good games this year and he's stringing some more consistency in his games. Also, his ability to play inside and be tough and win contested footy, but then he's also got the class on the outside, so... he's got an exciting future ahead of him and, looking forward to working for a lot longer with him.
Josh, Mark Duffield here. Thanks for joining us this morning. I reckon that Chera, apart from David Mundy, Chera would be the midfielder your forwards would like to lead to, wouldn't he?
Oh, absolutely. His ability to get it to advantage to the forwards and really make the forwards work to the spot, really, so... he's got an amazing ability to make quick decisions on the spot, which we see with Dave.
One thing we've noticed coming up against stronger opposition in the last couple of games against West Coast and Brisbane, they've been able to kick mark their way forward against you. Have you had to adjust defensive mechanisms at all, or is it a case of your players defending better and at a higher level of intensity to stop that from happening?
Yeah, I think your last point, Mark, is the one. It's adapting to really good opposition that use the ball well and closing the space and just seeing it happen earlier. Against the teams that aren't quite up the top, they give you a bit more of a chance to cut it off or make more mistakes where the good teams don't do that. So we've just got to tighten things up a bit and not allow teams to have the space, I guess, that they've had.
Josh, Harry Taylor here. Really appreciate you coming on the show this morning. We've been focusing a little bit on the show so far around tackling. Just be interested on your interpretation of tackling and where it's at the moment in the game and perhaps some of the sort of key points and cues that you're teaching the boys regarding tackling in games to hopefully either hold the ball up, get a free kick, those types of things. Be great to hear your opinion on that.
Yeah, well, it's still an integral part to the way... every team plays, and obviously that's the first part of defending is getting it done in the contest. And look, I think the ability to stand up in the tackle, I'm not talking about the ball carrier, I'm talking about the guy with the tackle and not fall to the ground straight away and fight and stay active and just try and strip the ball, I think super important for the tackle these days. Obviously 5 to 10 years ago it was pin the arms, take them to ground, but you just got to be a bit careful with those.
I know the answer to this one, but I can't help myself. I'm going to ask anyway. What about Joel Weston? Could he make a debut tomorrow, Josh Carr?
No, Joel won't be making a debut. It's pretty hard. He's back in Perth. So
okay.
Hard to debut
on the other side of the nation.
That's it. Now, Joel, look, Joel's been he's been playing really good football in the waffle, kicking goals and getting outside using speed. Still got aspects of his game that he's got to work on. But at the same time, if he keeps playing well, he's going to put pressure on to play.
Now, Alex Pearce, did he travel with the team?
He did. He did, but Alex is also returned now and having a good training session in Perth today.
Why was it important to take him across to the Gold Coast?
We thought it was important, one, for our group to have, obviously, more players there to when we do training drills and have more than obviously 22 to 24 to compete against under the medical eye to monitor their training, but also the off chance that injuries and Brought these guys over in case we need to use them for this week or last week.
It was a terrific step forward getting a win in Adelaide. Do you put the sort of same challenge on the group to now be able to do that in Melbourne?
Yeah, definitely. I think the challenge in Adelaide with the Adelaide supporters was a great rehearsal for what we're going to deal with going to Essendon. It's going under the roof and you're probably going to, the Essendon, they definitely thrive under those sort of conditions with their crowd getting behind them and the momentum that they get in game. So it's going to be super important for us to stem that.
Josh, Rory Lobb, how have you seen his form since his return from the knee injury? Came straight back into the team. Looks like at times he's just been a little bit off and maybe not able to impact the game maybe the way you would have liked.
Yeah, I think he's been building at the same time. I thought his game last week was a big step. Took some good marks and a couple of shots and goals. And also, I think we could probably get the ball to him to a better advantage. And it's a bit of a two-way street. Do that and Rory keep working hard. I think it's turning for him. And there's a good opportunity under the roof with those conditions tomorrow.
And Harry did ask you about tackling. I'd imagine the Josh Carr tackling method would have been certainly to add a bit of GST while there was a while you had hold of him, wouldn't it? That would have been part of the tackling technique.
Well, it would have been, but I would have been wearing a few more weeks as well. can't do that these days.
Luke Ryan, we understand he doesn't play this week. Are you confident he gets up for your next game?
I think we're confident. He's been building and getting better each week. They're really hard ones to judge some of those calves. So, fingers crossed, he gets up. He's super important to us, and we think he's a pretty good chance.
Josh, how are you finding the impact of the sort of staff cuts and soft cap cuts from a workload point of view? Have you noticed this year being any more difficult, any more sort of tiresome compared to, perhaps what you've done in the past?
Look, I think in my role it's a little bit different, but I look at some of the administrators that have been dealing with, obviously getting us away on hubs and the amount of work that they've been doing has been enormous. So we definitely see the impact, not so much on my role specifically, but on other roles definitely.
Josh, a last one. Debbie's just sent us a text in here. Says, I love Nathan Wilson's tireless effort and he's not given enough credit. How do you respond to that?
Yeah, I think Willow's had a pretty solid year. I agree that he's going pretty well. He can obviously use the ball, but I think he's been defending really well also. So, I'll give it a tick.
It's kind of becoming clear that the kicking for goal has gotten inside Nathan Fyfe's head a little bit. How do you address that? What have you done this week to try and clear his mind and just make it another kick rather than another opportunity to miss?
Yeah, look, it's a funny one with Nathan. Like, I look at it and think, what a player he is. He's one of the greats in the game. There can be something that you got to work at and you're not that great. And not saying he's a terrible kicker or anything, but I see it as a challenge for him. And he sees it the same way. He's working hard at it. We've turned it to being more of a challenge, and I think it's something that there's no his technique's fine. He's obviously working hard, and I think it'll turn for him.
Can the club get somebody in to help him? Is that where it's sort of reaching that level of concern?
I think that's what we've got coaches, we've got psychologists, we've got all the tools, and they're being used. Like Nathan uses him, he's the first to get in there and work hard. So don't have any problems with the amount of work that he's doing. It'll turn for him, and I've got a lot of faith that'll happen.
Would you continue with the same role with Michael Walters, or is there a feeling you need to get him more involved in the game, Josh?
He's last week he spent a bit more time up around the ball, inside the stoppages. He would have played probably a little bit more mid-time had it not been the injury of Frederick, to be honest. So, Sonny's role is... Sorry about that. it depends, it depends on the opposition sometimes, but Sonny's playing a role for us. He's working hard, and I think it'll turn for him. He's a good player. He's got good experience, and
I think we can help him with that, with his role also as coaches.
Josh, good luck. Hopefully you bring back the 4 points. Thanks for chatting.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.